I was watching Maury the other
I have
day,
stared into the abyss,
on, and this woman,
and the abyss has stared back at me.
He like works and provides it for her, blah blah blah.
I don't even know how to approach this. We'll talk about it after the introduction.
And she twins by this guy. So this guy,
I don't even know what to do with this.
And he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them.
And that's some epic mating strategy, guys. That's how that works.
Epic mating strategy. She gets a stable dude to take care of some like alpha dude's kids. Right? In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses.
The guy loses, but it's okay. Because you see, men don't really matter that much.
I screw him and leave him. I say, get out of my bedroom, poon tank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because... what? They can do it all.
They can do it. They're strong and independent, Stefan. You just don't understand how strong and independent those single moms are.
The fewest children. We're taxing the intelligent people to
subsidize... Well, as we should. I mean, the intelligent people, they should pay more taxes. Everybody's got to pay their fair share. I mean, otherwise, where would we get roads from?
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man.
My fur baby.
When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
My fur baby. Or she gets a rescue dog. You don't actually want to go buy a dog. You wouldn't want to pay for the animal. You want to get one that's been abused by other people and is psychologically damaged like you are. That's why women are attracted to fur babies that are broken. Holy
nearly
shit.
100%. I'm sure there's one or two of you out there. Why is it nearly 100%?
I'm holy shitting because it is fucking outside the weather right now. It is dumping snow. Today is the day this is going out. This is April 6th. It's 07:39 hours right now. It is dumping snow and it is windy as fuck out there. I'm looking out the window just watching the trees bending over. Holy shitballs. I gotta go out in this crap today, too. I gotta go to the gym today so I can get the girls.
Women!
I gotta go get the women! Women!
Single moms are
why is the great one going to the gym? Women! Women! Why does the great one get up in the morning?
Women! Women!
What girls say.
Why does what annoys the great one more than anything else? It would be the Jews and the blacks. But no, actually, it would be women. As much as the Jews and as much as black people would like to think that they annoy me more than anything, no, it really is women. Absolutely number one, it's women. Oh God, is it women? Great one. What about black Jewish women? Oh, man. Are there any black Jewish women? I mean, we know Sammy Davis Jr., but he's not a woman. Sammy Davis Jr. was cool. Still is cool. Is he still? I don't even know. Is he dead? Is he alive? Is Dean Martin dead or alive? Man, I don't know any of that. I don't know anything. All right. I don't know a lot of things. You know what else I don't know? Before we do E. Jean, because you saw the title of the episode. All right, so you guys know, if you've been here, I have an OkCupid account that I have had for many, 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 many years. And every once in a while, I like to sign in and check in, see what's going on. So last night, yesterday was a fucking good day. Had a good day yesterday. We had a gig, used a new lighting console. Man, everything went great. It was fucking sweet. Everything worked. It was beautiful. Oh, I was so happy. And Tuesday is my Star Wars day. By that, I mean that on Tuesday is the one day I make time to play Star Wars. It's like when I get home from work on Tuesday, it's fucking Star Wars for the rest of the night. That's my dedicated Star Wars day for reasons related to the game that we don't need to go in here today right now, because this is not about Star Wars. This is about the women's. So I get home, a great mood, I'm all happy, I'm going to play some Star Wars, had a great Star Wars session, kicked some ass, took some names, got a bunch of blue girl points, it was fun. So while I'm doing that on the other computer, I said, you know, I'm going to fire up the OkCupid real quick and just see what's going on, because you can play Star Wars and do something else at the same time. So OkCupid has this new thing where you can, I don't know where these come from, but you can go and you look, you can join into video chats, the chat bots or whatever, you know, the chat girls. They're cam girls. That's the word I'm like. I don't even know what this shit's called. The cam girls and cam guys. So there's this page and there's all these pictures of all these people that are cam whoring. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so you click on the picture and it takes you to this cam and you're sitting here looking at this person cam whoring. And I'm like, oh my God. So I start looking at this. I looked at probably about 15 chicks. And nothing I'm going to say here is going to be a surprise to you. So they all have, you know, their little picture with their name. And you look at the picture, it's like, okay, she looks attractive. And you click on it, and you go into her cam whore thing. And the woman I'm looking at is not the woman in the picture. Because the woman in the picture has used a thing called... They don't even use Photoshop because Photoshop requires talent. They use filters. So the woman in the icon has been filtered. The woman I'm looking at on this fucking webcam is not that woman. I mean, holy crap. And then the shit they're talking about. I'm listening to this stuff, and like the one is trying to figure out how to make her computer work, and she can't figure out how to send a message to somebody. And then another one is talking about how she thinks there might have been a wreck on the interstate. And the other one's talking about what kind of beer she's drinking. I'm just like, boy, if you ever needed a reminder that as much as women are great, right? Women are the greatest thing in existence. They really are. We know that. And at the same time, see, this is the thing. This is the thing. This is the thing. It's the duality? Is that the right word for what I'm trying to say? See, women by themselves, that's what the cam whoring is. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at women by themselves. They are the most boring things on the planet Earth. There's one chick, apparently she's got like a mirror or something like behind her webcam because she's like leaning into the webcam and she's applying her makeup. And there's like 300 men or 300 people. Let me put it that way. 300, I don't know if they're men, women, trannies, you know, whatever. Some of them could be Russians for all I know. Oh my God, the number of fucking Eastern European chicks on there. And they got all the little Ukraine flags and crap. Oh my God. Anyhow, she's leaning into the camera, like putting on her makeup. And there's 300 people watching this. And I'm looking at all of this and just going, huh? Like these women are, yeah, and probably the longest I listened to any one of them was maybe 15 minutes. And they're just boring. What? Like, and then I'm like, okay, and you know, I'm trying to figure out why are there 300 people looking at this? And you say, well, great one, you're looking at it. Well, yeah, that's true. I'm looking at it because I'm fascinated by the phenomenon of what's going on, and I'm trying to figure out why the other 299 people are looking at it. There's probably some of those other 299 people are in the same boat I am. They're looking at this, and they're kind of, you know, staring at the monitor, and their jaw has dropped down, and their head is tilted sideways, and they're trying to figure out why this very plain, unattractive woman is talking about, you know, traffic wrecks and why other people are paying attention to this. But some of those people are actually there because, I mean, my God, do you guys not have a subscription to Star Wars? Do you really not have anything more interesting to do than this? I mean, my God, this, talk about something that is, quote, like being, quote, like having a girlfriend, unquote. Watching some cam chick on the internet talk about the most boring things in the world, but you can't have sex with her. Come on, guys, just get a girlfriend. Anyhow, it just, it was amazing. I didn't know what to do with this. I was just fucking... And you say, great one. What, have you never looked at Cam Horse before? Well, no, I really, I haven't. I'm not trying to like brag or something. I'm just telling you. It's like when people say, great one, you've never smoked marijuana before. No, I've really never smoked marijuana before. I'm not trying to like brag or be better than you or some shit. I'm just telling you, I haven't, because it's never interested me. I've never given a shit enough to do it. Same thing with this. No, I've never looked at Cam Horse before. And my mind is blown. I don't understand it at all. I'm so lost. There was literally Hitler, only one of them that was cute enough that I think I would bang her. I couldn't see her body. She had long pants and long sleeve shirt. She's sitting on her couch and she looked cute. She had a lot of makeup on. Not an excessive amount, but she was made. So again, you know, you scrub the makeup off and you put her in shorts and a t-shirt. She might be covered in tattoos. I don't know. And then she's talking and she's telling the people that it's really hard for her to be nice to people on the cam whore thing because she says, I can be nice to people when I'm doing sex work, but it's really hard to be nice to people here. I'm like, sex. I'm like, oh, so she's like a prostitute or something. Or a porn star. Not there's anything wrong with being a porn star. I'd like to be a porn star. But I'm like, what? Oh, my God. The mental. Anyway, there's nothing here you guys don't already know. Women are boring when left to their own devices. Because you have to say, hey, sweetheart, let's go hiking. Or let's go do something. Because otherwise, they'll just sit there and be boring. It's up to us as men to program our women. See, and that's the problem. That's the problem with our society is men made this decision or something that women were capable of programming themselves, that women were capable of making their own choices and decisions and, you know, making themselves into interesting people the way men make themselves into interesting people. Not all men, of course, not all men, but the men who are interesting have made themselves into interesting people. And we men have made the mistake of thinking that women can do the same thing and they can't. Women left to their own devices, they talk about inane things like makeup and traffic accidents and how it's hard for them to be nice to other people. Because, you know, women have such great communication skills and so much empathy and all this other stuff. That's why it's really hard for them to be nice to other people. Unless they're doing sex work. Now, if she's getting paid to put things in her vagina, which there's a 45% chance she can't locate, okay, then she could be nice to people. But just being nice to people the rest of the time is really difficult. All right, that's enough of that. You're going to get some extended silences in this podcast because my water is way over there and my coffee is way over there. And every time I walk away to get a drink, you're going to get a silence. So everybody just be prepared for that. Meanwhile, back in the world of E. Jean. Let's give the girls some advice. I wonder if these girls are cam whores. All right, let's go. Dear E. Jean, can I be clinically obsessed? Well, yes, you can be, and you probably are. Can I be clinically obsessed? I recognize that my condition is acute, but I'm not cute. Ha ha! No, she should write that. I recognize that my condition is acute, but I don't know how to end it. The object of my obsession, it's one of those things where instead of writing the word fucker or shithead or whatever, they put in the little symbols. You know, the person running for president. I can't even type the person's name. All right, when did this? I'm assuming she's talking about Trump. There's no date on this. But it's probably safe to assume she's talking about Trump. It makes me crazy. No, sweetheart. Donald Trump running for president doesn't make you crazy. Being a woman who has had no limits put on you, being a woman who has never been told no, being a woman who has never had to take responsibility or accountability for your actions. That's what makes you crazy. It's not Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump is not responsible for your mental condition. Men are responsible for your mental condition because men have not trained you. They have not programmed you. They have not held you accountable. They have not told you no. I have to pause writing this letter to check Twitter for all the stupid things the person said in the last hour. Okay, see, that's mental illness. She has to stop writing a letter to E. Jean to complain about how obsessed she... And this, guys, this is what I said during the election. Remember, I said this. I said that all these women hate Donald Trump so much because they want to be impregnated by him. He's like this ultimate alpha. He's rich. He's powerful. He doesn't give a shit. He shits on people. This woman right here, the reason she's obsessed with Donald Trump, the reason she's got to go look at his Twitter stream is because she wants his sperm inside of her vajayjay where it can merge with her egg cell and make a fucking alpha baby. Then I can't help myself. See, then in parentheses, I can't help myself. She can't help herself, guys. She can't control herself. Bodily autonomy, right? You can't tell a woman what to do with her body. Well, someone's got to tell her what to do with her body because women can't control themselves by their own admission. I can't control myself. Yeah, I was watching Maury. It was just on the TV. I couldn't change the channel. I couldn't control myself. I couldn't look away. Right? This is a woman. She can't control herself, guys. Her body, without her being able to stop it, gets up, goes to the television or the internet or whatever, and fires up and seeks out the election coverage and then forces her to watch it. She can't help herself. I watch the daily campaign news videos, and yet I can't bear this person. This is what I'm talking about. She can't stop looking at Donald Trump. I can't help myself. I can't stand this person. I hate this person, but I keep looking at him. That's because you want his baby. That's the conflict between the feminism in your brain and the lizard brain that recognizes the good sperm. I am more terrified I am by thoughts of this person getting within 100 yards of the White House, the more obsessed I become. Yes, everything she's writing reinforces what I keep saying here. Yes, all of you women are obsessed with Donald Trump because you want his sperm. And I know I'm not the only one of my friends suffering from this syndrome. No, because yes, all women are like that. It's just like when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. All the women are going to come out and say, oh my God, that was terrible. Oh, I can't believe what an asshole Will Smith is. Oh yeah, and yet every one of these women fucking creamed their panties. Every one of them, every fucking woman who witnessed Will Smith slap Chris Rock instantly fucking creamed her panties. Instantly. God, women have no self-awareness at all. None. So how do I manage the coming weeks before the election? You know, I'd really like to know what this chick did when Donald Trump won. I wonder if she was one of those women who was screaming at the sky. How do you... It's not so much how do you manage the coming weeks before the election. So let's give this woman some real advice. Sweetheart, you need to recognize the reason you're attracted to these men that you claim you hate is because they're alphas, and you just need to stop denying your nature. You need to stop pretending that feminism is real. Stop pretending you're strong and independent, that you don't need no man. You got a fish bicycle in your garage. You can go ride it anytime you want. Also, the horse shit. Recognize that your lizard brain and your egg cells, they want alpha sperm. And just stop denying. Yeah, stop denying science. There's evolutionary biology going on here. Just stop denying the science and admit that you want these people, and then recognize you're not going to get them, and then get over it and go on with your life, right? I mean, I recognize I'm not going to bang the CSU women's volleyball team. I don't sit around like watching them on the TV and watching their games obsessing over them and shit. It's like, yeah, I would bang the CSU women's volleyball team. All right, I got other shit to do. I mean, sweetheart, if you just had a life, here we go. Here's your problem, sweetie. You don't have a life. You could be one of these cam whores who's on here talking about boring shit like how you're obsessed with Donald Trump. And there'd be 350 men giving you there'd be these things on this cam thing where like somebody sent you a rose or what, or like little hearts would come up. And I'm assuming these men are having to pay money for that, because why wouldn't they? I mean, sweetheart, just get a life. The reason you're so obsessed with Donald Trump is because A, he's an alpha and you want his sperm. But then B, the reason you have time to act on the obsession. God, I'm about to say something brilliant. You guys might want to get a pen and a paper. I am about to say something brilliant. I do that all the time. All right, listen. The reason you're obsessed with Donald Trump is because he's an alpha and you want his sperm, okay? The reason I'm obsessed with the CSU women's volleyball team is because it's this little gaggle of young, athletic women. The reason you have time to devote to your obsession with Donald Trump is because you don't have a life. See, I don't have time to devote to my obsession with the CSU women's volleyball team because I got shit to do. I got a podcast, got to go to the dentist today, get this crown put on back on my tooth. I got to go to the gym so I can get the girls. I got to mix my fucking vitamin supplements. I got to do some house cleaning. I got to do some shit for work. I got to program two more lighting shows. I got to send some emails. I got Melissa to do. I got to do some stuff on my... I got shit to do. I don't have time to sit around and watch videos of the CSU women's volleyball team playing volleyball as much as I would like to do that. So I have a life. Because you see, men are human doings. We do things. We have to accomplish shit. Women are human beings. All they have to do is just exist. And because men, that's us, you and me, because we have fucking set no standards for our women in the current year, women truly need do nothing other than exist. Some of these cam whores were not even talking. I go in these things, this cam whore is just sitting there and she's playing music and she's sitting in her chair and she's just kind of bouncing back and forth listening to the music. And there's like these little things popping up, you know, like dumbass gave you a rose and buttfuck gave you hearts or whatever. And she's not even talking. She's just sitting there playing music, bopping back and forth. And there's 300 people looking at this. Like, this is all women have to do, is just exist and they get attention. Men have to actually accomplish shit. Look at Elon Musk. He's got that weird fucking hair. I'm serious. If you guys didn't watch that Elon Musk interview, you really, really need to go devote 40 minutes of your day to watching that. It is filled with gold. Elon says a bunch of smart stuff. He says a few stupid things. And I'm telling you, the bimbo interviewing him is just just devoid of ever. Once again, yeah, you look at her, it's like, why is this woman conducting an interview? And then why is this woman conducting an interview that's being, you know, broadcast, however it was being broadcast? And then why is this woman doing a broadcasted interview of Elon Musk when she has like the intelligence of his fucking toenail? Like, fucking God almighty. Anyhow, that's your problem, sweetheart. You don't have a life. And again, ultimately, the reason you don't have a life is because of men, because we have stopped holding our women to any form of standards. And we've let them just do whatever they want, whenever they want, because men made the mistake of thinking that women are not children. And women are children. Just like children need constant guidance and forming and shaping, women need constant guidance, forming and shaping. It's just how, I know you're offended. I don't care. It's the truth. Dear E. Jean, I'm getting coffee. All right, I'm back. Dear E. Jean, I'm a bride of 1 year, and already my husband and I are in a rut. Okay. Well, we're about to find out all the things that are wrong with her husband. Because remember, she chose to marry him. Now we're going to find out all of his flaws. Because this is how women do things. We work. Okay, so we work. Okay, so you have a career. We work. We come home. He sits on the couch playing computer games. I sit on the couch watching him, and then we go to sleep. Guys, I like playing Star Wars. But if I had a girlfriend and she was less interesting to me than Star Wars, and I mean all the time. I mean, let's assume that she's communicating accurately, okay? Because we all know women are such great communicators. Right? We work, we come home, he sits on the couch. So she's kind of implying that this is what happens 5 days a week, I guess, unless they work 7 days a week. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. If I had a girlfriend, there would be days when Star Wars would be more interesting than my girlfriend. But if Star Wars was more interesting than my girlfriend 5 days out of five, she would not be my girlfriend anymore. I mean, I can kind of get his perspective, right? He goes to work. I don't know what he does for a job. We never get in, you know, the information we need here. Maybe you come home. Maybe you just want to play a computer game and not put up with your wife. I could get that once in a while. So we already, without going any further, we're back to the questions that the great one must always ask. Which, first of all, what does this woman look like? How much does she weigh? How old is she? But then, once again, this for the guy, if you'd rather play computer games than bang your wife, why did you ask this chick to marry you? And if you're the woman, why the fuck did you say yes? The hell is wrong with you people out there? All of you. Men and women. Dude, why did you ask this chick to marry you if you'd rather play computer games? I can't remember a time when I've come home and we've done anything else. Okay, well, there we go. I mean, there she's saying this happens on a regular basis. I don't know about weekends. Why did you two get married? We rarely have sex. I feel so unwanted, ignored, and lonely. Oh, so you mean like men, when they get married and they think, oh, and I'm going to have companionship. Yeah, that kind of lonely? Oh, yeah, and then they get divorce raped or their wife becomes cold, whatever. All right. He's not overly affectionate, but he never holds me and looks at me with attention in his eyes. This is heartbreaking because I was a virgin on our wedding day. Okay, sweetheart, let's keep things within the bounds of reality. I mean, unless you were like 8 years old, there's no fucking way. Well, or that, or you're just grossly overweight. See, now I really need to know what she looks like and how old she is. Because you're telling me you're a virgin when you got married in the current year? Well, this would have been, what, 6-ish years ago because Donald Trump was running for president? Yeah, I'm going to need evidence of this one. I had so many wonderful boyfriends and opportunities, but I chose to wait for him and he for me. I had so many wonderful boyfriends and opportunities, but I chose to wait for him. Wow, she's had so, oh my God. She's had so many opportunities. He tells me that he finds me attractive, but that he, quote, doesn't have a high sex drive. Did you not discuss this before the wedding? And look, here's the thing. Dude, you realize, right, that this chick is eventually going to divorce rape you. I mean, the odds of getting divorce raped by a woman are high to begin with, but now, I mean, she wants the dick, and you're not giving her the dick. She's going to go get the dick somewhere else. Once again, men, why are you marrying women you're not attracted to? Why are you marrying women who have a high sex drive when you don't have a high sex drive? Like, does no one talk about this shit? What do you people talk about? I haven't dated a girl in years, so I don't know. When you're dating a girl and moving towards marriage, do you guys discuss anything? Now, you would think men wouldn't need to bring this stuff up because women are, of course, such fantastic communicators. Right? Women are so good at communicating. Man, this is a train wreck. I never thought I'd be in a marriage where I'm constantly struggling to find out whether my husband loves me more than he loves a computer. Sweetheart, there's no man alive who loves any woman more than he loves a computer. Computers are actually useful. Plus, they don't divorce rape you. What man doesn't mind going weeks without sex? Well, that is a good question. Well, soy boys. Once again, how old is this guy you're married? Does he go to the gym? I'm going to guess he doesn't go to the gym. Are you vegetarians? I mean, there's so many unanswered questions. God, this is why I really want to do an advice column for women. I'd love to get a letter like this, and I'd be writing back. Here's a list of questions. Send me the picture of you. You know, how much do you weigh? How old are you? What's your diet like? How often? Yeah, I just, oh, God, I would love to do this. How do I get my marriage to work? Even thinking of divorce scares me. So, why does thinking of divorce scare you? I mean, when you got married, everything that belongs to him became yours, and when you get divorced, you'll only have to give, at the very most, half of it back to him. You've got the guy who just get a divorce and then go ride the cock carousel. All right, how do I get my marriage to work? Real advice. Let's give real advice. Real advice from the great one. Sweetheart, you don't. You're not going to get this to work. Because for it to work, it takes the effort of both people. If everything you've said is true, if you haven't exaggerated, if the guy really is playing video games 5 days a week and not having sex with you, I don't think that's going to change. I cannot imagine that changing. You need to just accept this. And you need to start the divorce. And you need to move the fuck on. Dear E. Jean, Okay, hold on. I'm going to need a minute on this one. Okay, boys, I think this one might be interesting. This one might be fun. Because God forbid we have any fun around here. Do I have enough time? Yeah, I got plenty of time. This might take a while. All right. Oh, my God. Okay, here, I'm not even sure where... Great one. Get on with it. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Deep breath. Dear E. Jean, I want to get rid of my butt implants. I grew up, first of all, you're a woman. You have not grown up. Women are not capable of growing up. No woman has ever matured past the age of 16. Married a couple, maybe make it to 17. That's where you stop. I grew up. No, you didn't grow up. You just got older. See, men grow up. Women just get older. Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Hold on. I got to write that down. Oh, God, I'm a genius. You're welcome. You're welcome. Hold your applause. Send your cuck bucks. Remember, go over to the fucking website. Click on give me your cyber begging cuck bucks. Pretend I'm a cam whore. Okay? Men grow up. Women get old. You're welcome. I want to get rid of my butt implants. I grew up in LA where a woman's worth comes from looking like a video girl. No, sweetheart, that's everywhere. That's not LA. That's a woman's only worth comes from what she looks like. That is universal, okay? Anywhere in the cosmos, if we travel to the moon, a woman's worth is what she looks like. If we go out to Pluto, a woman's worth is what she looks like. If we fucking open up some kind of rift and go into the fourth dimension, a woman's worth is what she looks like. This is not something that only happens in Los Angeles. This is universal. Your inability to understand this, you know, as a group, women's inability to understand this is one of the many reasons why you're so unhappy and why you have a rescue fur baby. I grew up in LA where a woman's worth comes from looking like a video girl. And then after I got the implants because a guy left me for a girl whose body was more S-shaped than mine. Okay, hold. So let's just stop right there. It's a long sentence. Let's stop right there. So she got the implants after a man left her. So is that a manifestation of don't need no man? A man left her for a woman whose body is more... Okay, S-shaped. I was trying to figure out what the S-shape means. So I guess that means big tits and big ass. But I thought women didn't need to do anything to please men, right? Isn't that the feminist manifesto? You know, I don't put on makeup for men. I put on makeup for myself. I don't dress for men. I dress for myself. I don't have to do anything. You know, women don't owe you pretty. Isn't that the feminist manifesto? That you don't do anything for men? So this man left her for a woman with a bigger ass? So she got ass implants? Like, did she think he was going to come back? Did she think she... I mean... What goes... Well, never mind. I say, what goes through... It's a woman. Nothing's going through her mind. That's the problem. All right, but wait, it gets more interesting here. Listen to this. After I got the implants, because a guy left me for a girl whose body is more S-shaped than mine, I moved to San Francisco, where authenticity is prized. Hey, did you guys know that in San Francisco, authenticity is prized? I didn't know that. There, I met a man who embodied everything I wanted. Oh boy, I can't wait to find out what's wrong with him. I met a man who embodied everything I wanted and wanted to be. There's a man who embodies everything she wants to be. Right? That's what this says. Read this sentence with me again. Tell me if I'm wrong. There I met a man who embodied everything I wanted and wanted to be. So she wants to be a man. This man embodies everything she wants to be. Or this man is very feminine. Or this man is gender binary two-spirit. Whatever. But so she wants to be just, oh my God. And I started feeling like a fake. Well, you are a fake. You're a woman. You color your hair. You put on makeup. You have butt implants. You wear a push-up bra. You use filters on your social media, which is you advertising your sexual availability on the internet. I mean, yes, you're fake. You can't help it because the men around you have never told you to stop doing that. They've let you run wild. And I started feeling like a fake, especially around my new, very anti-plastic surgery boyfriend. When I finally confessed to him that I had implants, he was shocked. He said he, quote, needed time to process, unquote. Oh, good for him. I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm kind of the same way. If I'm seeing some chick and she's like, serious thing. Well, it doesn't matter. I was going to say, I don't think this would ever happen to me just because I'm not into like, I see some giant ass or some giant tits. That doesn't do anything for me. Y'all guys all know this. We don't have to go. I'm not into the giant fucking ass and the giant fucking tits. As I always say, why do I want a woman? She takes her bra off and her fucking tits sag down to her waist. That does not do a fucking thing for me. So the odds of me dating a woman with breast implants or ass implants is pretty insignificant because that, but anyhow, if I found out some chick had had plastic surgery to enhance herself, yeah, I would be like, you know what? I'm going to need to process this. I'll get back to you in a couple of days. Great one. That's shallow. Oh, okay. Sure. Whatever. I'm still going to need some time to process this. I'm pretty shallow because you wouldn't spend a bunch of money and time and getting a surgery to enhance your physical attractiveness. But to who? Anyhow, I'm kind of rambling there because I'm not really, but I didn't hear from him for days. And finally, I called him and we got together. He seemed annoyed at just being there. Well, that's because you're there. I mean, hey, girls, I don't know if you knew this or not, but you're really annoying. As much as we love you and adore you, you're really fucking annoying. You know, sweetheart, I'm trying to play Star Wars. Could you please stop talking about whatever it is you're talking about? Because you're distracting me. Really? See, and then this woman's like, why does my husband play computer games every day after work and instead of having sex with me? I don't know. Maybe because you're annoying. Oh, God, girls. Oh, girls, you're so annoying. I love you. I love you, but you're so annoying. All right. He seemed annoyed at just being there. So I said, are you going to tell me what you think about the implants? He said, you should have them removed. I said that I was considering it, but that every plastic surgeon I'd spoken with said that my ass would be pretty ugly afterwards, like deflated. Yes! And that's one of the reasons why I'm opposed to this shit. Because if anything goes wrong, you know, let's put this giant sack of saline or whatever they use nowadays, you know, in your tit. I mean, okay, and if something goes wrong with that, well, it's, you know, it's perfectly safe. I don't give a shit how perfect, you know, it's like the vax. Oh, it's perfectly safe. Yeah, unless you're one of the 14-year-old kids that has a heart attack from it. Then it's not safe anymore. This irritated him even more, and he was like, so basically, you're telling me you can either have a fake ass that might explode or come out deformed. Well, he's right, though. That's what I just said. You know, the shit could blow up at any fucking minute. Like plastic surgery in women. I just don't get it. I don't get it, man. Like, if you got some serious fucking, like, deformed shit, like your mouth is crooked or something. Okay, but, oh, I want to make my tits a size bigger. I want to make my ass aside from that, how hard can it be for a woman to make her ass bigger with all the fucking food that you eat? I mean, Christ, it's got to go somewhere. He became so disgusted by the topic, saying I'd look deformed over and over again, with me apologizing over and over again for not telling him sooner, that long story short, yeah, you're making this really short, he said his mom would never want him to, okay, hold on. Man, let's not do, my mom would, no, grow the fuck up. He said that his mom would never want him to be with a woman who was plastic, and he dumped me. I was devastated. Guys, if you're going to dump your girlfriend, dump your fucking girlfriend. Don't be like, oh, my mom. My mom is making me dump you because she doesn't want me to be with a Barbie. No, guys, be a fucking man. If you're going to dump the bitch because she's had plastic surgery, I 100% or 105%, like an overflowing ICU, I 105 ICU percent support you dumping a woman because she has a fake ass. But don't blame this on your mom. Fucking Christ. Come on, guys. Can you be a fucking man for just a little bit? Oh, God. I have to break up with you because my mom wouldn't want me dating a woman who has a plastic ass. Just tell them, I'm breaking up with you because you have a plastic ass. I'm giving you the opportunity to find a man who will be accepting of your plastic ass. I am doing you a favor, sweetheart. You're welcome. Sometimes it be like that. I mean, that seriously, I've told you guys before, the French teacher, she broke up with me because she wanted kids. She like really, 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 really fucking wanted kids. That was like her big thing. And after a year of us dating, she figured out that I didn't want to have kids with her. And she did both of us a favor. By breaking up with me. Okay? So, dude, you don't want to date a chick with a plastic ass? Fucking tell her I don't want to date a chick with a plastic ass. You go find someone who likes chicks with plastic asses. I'm going to go find a woman that has a real ass. I'm doing us a favor. You're welcome. You can send me a fucking box of chocolates or something out of your gratitude. And, you know, after you recover from being dumped, which shouldn't take you that long. Because you're going to get right on Instagram and advertise your sexual availability as soon as you're finished talking to me. It's no big deal. All right, and guess who the man is dating now? Oh, so now it's like, whoa, a little bit obsessed, are we? Is this Donald Trump? Are you like, do you still want the guy's sperm or what? Guess who the man is? I have no idea who the French teacher is dating now. I have no fucking clue because I don't keep up with this kind of stuff. And guess who the man is dating now? I ran into him at a club the other night, and he was with a girl who teaches yoga at a studio I go to. This girl has the biggest, most obvious breast implants. I mean, she went total XXL. What a hypocrite he is. All right, maybe so. I mean, maybe the whole thing about breaking up with you because of your fake butt, maybe that's because he didn't have the balls to tell you that he was breaking up with you because you can't suck a dick worth of shit. That's all very possible. Okay, I guess I'm not asking you if I should have the implants removed. Okay, what are you asking? Like, does this chick have a question? Okay, I guess I'm not asking you if I should have the implants removed. I'm taking time with my decision and I'll be fine. I guess what I'm asking is, why didn't I see this side of him earlier? Okay, that's your question. That's really your question. Is that your question? Is that your final question? Do you need to phone a friend? Once again, guys, remember how we hear, even from men in the so-called manosphere and the red pillosphere, tell us about how, oh, you can't bullshit women. Women have excellent bullshit detectors. Oh, you just can't fool women. Why didn't you see this side of him earlier? Simple. Because there's something about him that is alpha male that triggered your desire to be impregnated with his sperm. And as much as you would like to think that you're strong, independent, feminist, you do what you want, can do it all, you got your fish bicycle, don't need a man, you don't do anything for a man, you got your career and your fur babies and your education and all this other stuff, the lizard brain, deep down inside, you just want to be impregnated by a man that floats your boat. And this guy did something that floated your boat. And so you ignored, there were red flags all over the place. Okay, don't do this. I never saw this coming. Okay, like just like with me and the French teacher. I can't sit here and tell you like I never saw this coming. I knew good and damn well she wanted a bunch of kids. I knew this. This did not sneak up on me out of nowhere. Okay, woman, you saw all of this coming. You just ignored it because... because you're a woman? Because there is something about him that overrode all of this stuff. Because you don't have this amazing bullshit detector that allows you to figure me out. Because you don't understand human nature at all. You don't even understand yourself. You barely have self-awareness. How are you going to look at other people and evaluate them? Right? You are what you accuse men of being. You say, well, men just judge women by what they look like, which is true, we do. But you do the same thing of men, you just don't know it. And that's why.
Hey, women, eat, shut your mouth.
And make babies. Daddy. And this is all the more reason to give a woman a spanking, because you want to spank that ass and you want to find out, does it feel like it's real or does it feel plasticky? Because if you spank in the ass and it feels like you're slapping a bag of saline, you might want to reconsider.
What is beautiful in a woman
is not
what
fake
is
tits.
Attractive in a woman
is not a fake ass.
By men.
It's her it bringing you beer while you're playing that's video games. That's what's attractive in a woman.
It happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bait these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash. Right. Guys don't care about your stupid.
What makes you a quality girl and a good catch is being able to mix me a perfect martini and then bring it to me while I'm playing Star Wars. And you sit there and you get down on your knees beside the chair and you hold the martini up for me so I can take a sip of it while I'm playing, and that way I don't have to take my hands off the keyboard and the mouse, and I can keep, you know, smacking things with a lightsaber while you feed me my martini. That's what makes you a good quality woman. Of course, we're not going to do that, because see, that would be doing something for a man. That would bring a man pleasure. And the number two rule of women, the number one rule is I should never, of course, experience discomfort. Number two rule of women is you never do anything for a man until after he leaves you, then you go get fucking ass implants.
You should know your role.
That's right.
And shut your mouth.
For the love of God, woman,
every
shut
woman
your mouth.
Who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.